Okay, today's daf is Ksupas Daf Gimel, and we are on Beis on a Beis. We got a Haskalah yesterday, and we are on the bottom now of Beis on a Beis. Again, this is one of those dafim which we'll have many of in this Pesachta, which is jam-packed, and we try to get in as much as we can into the time allotted, but I want you to realize Ksupas is a great Masechta, but it's not really a Daf Yomi Masechta, that one could really spend only a certain amount of time on each Daf. There's a lot, but Baruch Hashem, we're able to sink our teeth into various different inyanim throughout the discussions. Okay, so we are on Beis Mabeis. We are up to the fourth suggestion that the Gemara had for Rava. We're going to have two versions of Rava. We're in the middle of the first version of Rava. Rava said, yesterday's daf, ule inyan gittin enokain. That was Rava's statement, that even though we had, regarding the Mishnah, later on in Daf Nun Zayin, higiyas man v'lo nisu, that if there is an ones that does not allow the husband to get married, to perform nisuin, so then we say that he still might have to. In certain cases, he still has to start supporting his wife. In certain cases, he doesn't have to. If he gets sick, if she gets sick, if she's persanida, all different types of onsin that are discussed. So Rava says, when it comes to gittin, there is no such thing as a claim of ones. No such thing, right? Even if he says the get should kick in, and an ones occurs, the get is going to kick in, even though he's wants to be there and could be there, but he just can't be there. What is the source for Rava? So the Gemara quoted a couple of Mishnayos, which we rejected. Then the Gemara just quoted Hahuda Amar Lahu, just a statement of Shmuel at the end of Lav Shmei Masya. He came back on the boat, and or he misses the boat, or he misses the bridges out, and he says, I'm here, and nothing. Onsa, the Gemara says, that's not called to coming back, and therefore the get kicks in. So isn't that a raya that there's no tainus ones? And the Gemara says, no, that's a case of onsa, the shchiach. He should have tried to realize that it would be, the bridge would be out, wouldn't be passable. So that's his fault. So we are up to the final suggestion of what the source is for Rava. But just right before that, this last case, among others, but specifically the last case, brings up another topic. And that is what happened here. The guy says, if I don't come back within 30 days. And what day is this now? He's coming back and he sees that it's not the bridge is out, and he's screaming. Pashtus, this is the last day. And he expected it to be okay. And he comes and, you know, he can't get by. So besides the general discussion of ones, there is a discussion of ones besof hazman. An ones, the last moment. Maybe that's an added element that it's his fault. It's ones besof hazman. So for example, when does this come up, Lamaisa, before we see where the background is? If somebody's planning to daven mincha, I'll daven, and then they push it off until the last moment, and at the last moment, there's an ones, and I can't daven. Is that called ones? Or is that called pshia? Right? I should have davened for the first 5 hours of the afternoon. I chose not to, and then at the end there was an ones. So can we say that, there was an ones, so you have a good excuse? Or I say, no, I shouldn't have waited to the last moment. That's the sugya of ones besof hazman, which is mentioned. That's the case that's discussed here. Who brings this up? The Sefer HaAguda. Sefer Agud is quoted in the Raman Yaradeya in Reish Lamed Beis. The case there is Mishen Nishma O Nadar Laasos Davar Tokshana O Biyom Ploni. Person makes a neder. I swear I'm going to do something by a certain day. So I'm going to do something either during the year or sometime on this day, and I wait to the end of the year or I wait to the end of the day to do it. Yesh Lo Laasoso Miyad. O Shachris, says the Rama, do it right away. Kshiagia oso ayom. Sheva yishka chakarkach, velo yaasenu, v'yavar al nidro v'shvuaso. V'imlo asahu miyad. If you didn't do it right away, ki amar adayin, yesh li penai la asoso. I have plenty of time. And then v'shachach o ne'enas, acharkach velo asahu. So what's the halacha then? So 2 days in the Rama. Yesh omrim de mikri ones. That's the Ran. The yesh omrim de lo mikri ones. That's the Sefer HaAguda. One of the Rishonim. So, not called an ones. It's your fault. You shouldn't have waited to the last moment. Where do we see that it's your fault? So he bases it on a Mishnah. A Mishnah Maseches Arachin. The Mishnah there discusses. Remember, Maseches Arachin discusses all the halachas from Parshas Bechukosai. at the end of Bechagosai, Arachin, and Bate Arichoma, and Pidyon of Karka, all the different halachas. So Bate Arichoma is one of the halachas. It's a mitzvah daraisa, that if somebody sells property in a walled city, they have 1 year to redeem it. 1 year. If after the year I don't redeem it, I don't buy it back from the person I sold it to, so then the halacha is that it stays nechlat to the person who bought it. So they have 1 year to buy it back. So it describes the Mishnah that what used to be in the case of old Barishona Hayunitvan, this is Arachin Laman Al from a base. Barishona Hayunitvan Yom Shne Masar Chodesh Kneshi Chalotlo. The buyers would hide on the last day. They wouldn't want to have to sell it back. So on the last day, they knew they would be looked for, and therefore they would hide. So they wouldn't be available. So what is the so what happened? So Hiskin Hillel she cholish ma'osav lelishka v'yeshover es adeles. Hillel basically made a takana. Give the money to Beis Din, and that's good enough. Because people would be hiding. It wouldn't be fair to you. So, you know, give the money to Beis Din v'nichnas eimei sheyirtza, and then you could go in whenever you want. Ask the Aguda, why did Hillel have to make a takana? It's an ones. It's an ones, not their fault. They want to buy it back. They want to give back the money. It's an ones. We should just say they have a taina of ones, and what can you do? Why do you have to make a separate takana? It must be, this is ones b'sof hazman. They shouldn't have waited to the last moment. And ones b'sof hazman is lashmei ones. That's their fault. And therefore, Hillel had to make a takana that he could just put it into Beis Din. That is the chiddush of the Aguda. So all the achronim get involved trying to get out of that raya. Why, even if you would say ones b'sof hazman is an ones, why would Hillel had to have made the takana? The Taz discusses, the Taz there in Yeridea says, well, maybe it's just a practical issue. You would never know when is it an ones, when is it not an ones, when is the guy hiding on purpose, when not. So it could be just on a practical level, Hillel's takana went into force, even though ones would be a claim. Or the Ksos and the Minchas Chinuch discuss, and this is a lumdus regarding Bate Erechoma. Well, in that case, where I sell it to you, and then I'm able to buy it back within the year, in the interim, is that really yours and I'm buying it back? Or is it not even really yours yet? That's the machlokas achronim. How do you look at the case of buying it back? Is it a buyback exactly? Or is it not really yours yet until the year? If it's not really yours yet, then it's much easier for me to take it back. I'm basically just saying that the sale should not go through. If it's yours already and then I'm getting it back, that's different. The language of the Gemara, the Gemara calls it a case of ribis vahatora hitiraso. That's the language of the Gemara in Arachin. It's called ribis. Ribis? What kind of ribis? You know, if I sell it to you, then I buy it back. That's not called ribis. So the Minchas Chinuch uses that to show that it's not really a sale yet. I'm allowing you to live in the house, and then I'm going to take the money back. So the fact that the Gemara has that formulation shows that it's not really yours yet. If it's not really yours yet, that's why it would be easier. Right? The Ksos had the other formulation. He said, no, it's sold already, so to buy it back, you need something stronger. That's why you need a super ones. But that's another discussion relating to the Aguda. Reb Chaim has a piece, but that we'll leave it for now. But that's the sugya of ones b'sof hazman. Oh, just to relate it back to the case of mincha. So what happens if somebody waits to the last minute and plans to daven mincha? So b'dieved we're mekel. We say it's called a shogeg at most, and therefore one can daven even if one has an ones b'sof hazman. That's in the Hilchas Tefillin, Simen Kuf Ches. Sivches, Mishlo is Palo Boshi Ishlo Zman Lis Palel, Bipresha Sover Shadain Yisharlo Zman Achashi Yigboro Soesek, and then Avrlo Hasha'a, he becomes Tarud, so we paskin Yesh Lohem Kulam Hashuvim Anusim Yesh Lem Tashlumin. They're allowed to do it. Lechachila Lo Yavar, you shouldn't push it off, but the Evid, that is what we say. Okay, so that is the sugya of Onis B'sof Hazman. Now we get to Rava. So Ella, Rava, three lines from the bottom. Svara Denafshe Ka'amar. Rava is not based on the Mishnah. He's saying based on his own Svara. Why do we say an Ones is not a good taina? ain tainus ones when it comes to get, mishum tsnuos umishum prutzos. Because of a takana durabana to protect the tsnuos, the tsanua women of the sea. What does the word tsanua here mean? Does it mean tsanua in a sense of private? It means sanu in a case of worried about halacha and worried about chshashos. Shnuos umishaprutzos. And for worried about women who don't care. The opposite. What's the case? Mishum tsnuos. We're worried about tsnuos. De'i amit lo lehevi get. If you say that we really allow the man to claim ones, ones, and therefore we would say that it's not a good get, he's able to be mevatalit, so then zimnin delo ones, sometimes there'll be a case where there is no ones, right, the guy will be decide not to come back, there's no ones, and it should be a good get, and yet, the sovereign to ones, and she'll always think, well, maybe he wanted to get back, maybe he missed the flight, maybe this, maybe that, and there was an ones, and she's going to be nervous, umi agna, and she's going to remain in Aguna. The Yasva, and she's just going to sit and never get married. So therefore, says Rava, we're going to say that ain't tainus ones, nothing to worry about. Even if there wasn't ones, it is a good get, and this woman can get remarried. So that's Mishum Tsnuos. U Mishum Prutzos, Di Amrit Lo Lehevi Gita, because if we would say it's not a good get, Zimnin da ones, sometimes there will be an ones. The umran, she'll say, lo ones. And she'll say, no, there was no ones. Right? Again, it's going to be confusion. She'll say, there was no ones. The azla, and therefore, because there was no ones, it is a good get. The azla uminsava, she's going to go and get remarried based on the get that she thinks is a good get. But really, there is an ones, and it's not a good get. The nimsa get batel ubane amam zeirim. And she's not going to look so carefully. She's not going to be daiko minsava, as we like to say from Yevamos. And therefore, to protect her, we will still say, to protect both of these types of categories of women, we will say that we don't accept the taina of ones, and therefore the get is always a get, and therefore there wouldn't be mamzerim, and this woman would not be an aguna. Period. Interestingly, the Rishonim say it's a takana for many women, for a few women. Is this a common case of tsnuos and prutzos, or is this an uncommon case? Usually we say, milsa de l'shchicha lo gazer be rabbanon. Something that is unusual, the rabbanon wouldn't and maybe even couldn't make a gzera. Chazal's takanos are for cases that are common, not cases that are, uncommon. So you might say, well, when it comes to mamzerim, even in an uncommon case, Chazal took it into their own hands, or cases of aguna, both extremes. Both of them represent situations which are not so common, and therefore, even if it's not as common as usual, Chazal would still do that. Good. A general point, which we mentioned in the past, but is related to this. We say ain't tainus ones baget, and therefore we don't accept a taina of ones, and the get is a good get. There is no parallel sugya by kiddushin. Ain't tainus ones bakiddushin. I'll marry you, I'll manas, I come back within a certain amount of time, and then we'll say, oh, you don't accept the ones, the marriage will kick in anyway. So the fact that the garrison could work, even though there was an ones, we might say the guy's screaming, he doesn't want to give the get, and yet it's going to work, relates to the sugya that's going to come up a number of times in this Masechta. We came up in Yevamos, it comes up in every Masechta in Nashim, and that is the difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin. And the Daraisa difference is that Gerushin can be Bal Karcha of the woman, and Kiddushin has to be with her acquiescence, which reflects that Kiddushin is focused more on the actual Maisa. The Maisa Kiddushin, it's the Ratzon Ha'ish, the Ratzon Ha'isha, they get together, and they perform a Maisa Kiddushin. Gerushin, as we have mentioned, is a frontal focused. Even before the Maisa Gerushin, a lot might take place because it's a halachic process that's heavy mitzad the Baal. There's a tzivui habaal that is required, there's a command, there's a ksivas haget, there's a das lagaresh. All of those have halachic significance, even though by Kiddushin it doesn't really. So the more that we say that by Gerushin, the easier it is to say, ein tainus ones beget, because a lot has happened already, even before the ones occurs. And to undo that is more difficult. So this sugya of ain't tainus ones beget fits in well with that concept. Remember, we discussed the Shita of Reb Shimon. Shita of Reb Shimon in Maseches Gittin, in the second parak, Kivish Anasav Einav Lagarsha Shuvein Lo Peros. The ability of the husband to eat Peros of the Nichsei Melug of the wife stops right when he decides to divorce her. Nasavain of Lagarsha. And we have the extreme, if you remember, the radical Shita of the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Vav Basra. Remember the case there? Kuf Mem Vav. There was a story of a man who people started telling him that his wife does not have the power of smell. Doesn't have the power of smell. That's what he says. He's like, I don't believe you. I'm going to test her out. So that's the case. He brings her into this churva to check her out. And he says to her, I smell a radish. You smell anything here, honey? Right? You smell? And she all of a sudden realizes what he's saying, and she makes a comment which is sarcastic, not 100% clear what it is. I wish I had some dates from Yericho. And right after she says that, the churva, which you're not allowed to go into a churva, the churva went in and collapsed and she died. That's the case. Novela churva v'mesa. Chachamim say, Hoel v'lo nichlas acharecha, elo lobotka, since he went in there to check her out, and if there, she wouldn't have this power, it would be like a mekartos, and he would be very upset, he would divorce her, mesa eno yarsha. Unbelievable line. If she dies, he doesn't yarshin her. So what does that mean? So the Rashbam takes it kipshuto. Because he had in mind to divorce her, if this would be the case, it was even a suffix. He didn't even know. But already certain halachos of gerushin kick in, says the Rashbam right there. Amr chacham hol the nichnas achar lebotka mesa in a yarsha tekiva daya b'dayto legarsha im yimsa ena baalas mum ubetoch kach mesa kodem shenispaisu einu zocha biyerusha. Unbelievable. That's the Rashbam. Taking the Gemara Kipshuta. There are other ways to read the Gemara. But then he extends it. Then the Rashbam goes one step further. Umehacha shaminon. Shemi shemesa ishto mitoch kitata. Sheyesh b'dayto legarsha. Let's say husband and wife are separated. Chman al islan. And they're not living together and they have in mind to get divorced. They're not divorced yet. Shuv eno yarsha. He does not yarshin her. It's as if that halacha, you know, kicked in already. Which is, if they're married, what do you mean? Baal yorish ishto. That's the halacha. They're still married. No, once he has in mind, Daita Lagarsha, that the process has already started. And the Yavshal Shlomo Paskins this way. We don't Paskin this way, Pashas. The Yavshal Shlomo in Gittin, there in the second parak Paskins this way. He says, Umaisa Bali Adi. There was a story, the Marshal says. Sheba Be'echa Chay Be'keta Nemishto. Vahailo Das Boru Lagarsha. Ubetoch Ochok Tat Mesa. Vahoresilo. I Paskined for him. Shelo Leishav Shivas Yemea Velus. So the Gemara talks about Yerusha, the Rashbam relates it to Ktata, and now the Yamshal Shlomo goes one step further, it says, no Avelus. And even though it's a big Kiddush, and the Rashbam there is based on the Shita of Reb Shimon, that I mentioned, Kifin Shazed of Lagarsha, we don't Paskin like Reb Shimon. So how can we jump from Reb Shimon? The Yamshal Shlomo says, no, doesn't matter. Still, we would say this here also, and then he quotes an amazing svara. He says, "Ech yale al das ha'adam laha avilo masha'ein libo avel ve'ein yomar lefanav." He says he's not upset. He says, "But what do you mean? Let's say somebody doesn't like their father. Chas v'shalom. You still have to sit avelus. Unehi da avel mamish lo chilko raboseinu bein oev lesone hacha yesh v'yesh lechali." Amazing chiddush. But either way, there are other there's other evidence, but this is the idea of gerushin starting before the process of gerushin. If that concept exists, which it does, it makes it easier to understand this sugya of ein tainus ones baget. Okay, next. Again, it's jamba, it's full lines, says the Gemara. So what did we just say? On a d'oraisa level, it could be that this get is a get. Could be. Because there's a taina of ones, but because of takanas, snuos, and prutzos, we say no, we're going to say, don't accept this claim, and the get works, and they're not married anymore. Says the Gemara, we had this already in Yevamos. Umi gamidi d'midaraisa lo lehevi get. Is it possible to say that on a daraisa level they're married? Umishim snuos, umishim prutzos, sharidon eishas ishla alma. And because of a takana drabanan, we're going to say, she's not married anymore. The get kicks in, on a daraisa level it's not a good get. He took it, but he was mevatel it. Or it never got off the ground. It was ones. Answers the Gemara, yes. The Rabbanan have the power to dissolve the marriage. In Kol Demekadesh, Adaita the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Whoever gets married is married with the knowledge of the rabbis, V'afke'inu Rabbanan L'kidusha Mineh. The famous sugya of Afke'inu, uprooting the marriage. How exactly does that work? Afke'inu. So, a number of suggestions of the Rishonim. The most common suggestion given, the Ramban, the Ritva, Tznai. The Gemara sounds to say it's like a Tznai. Call them Mekadesh, Adai the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Whoever gets married does it as long as the rabbis say they're married. If the rabbis, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, that's what the little Tosfos says here. See the little Tosfos, Adai to the Rabbanan? Right? 800 years ago. V'lachein Omrin b'shas Kiddushin Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. There it is. Right? We say that because that's we get married. Almanas. It's a Tznai by every marriage as long as the Rabbanan agree that I am still married, right? That is the language of the Ritva. That's the language of the Shita Mekubetzes here. It is a Tznai. The Tznai, reading the Lashon, Dachi Ka'amar, this is the Shita. Called the Mekadesh Adaita, Lav Dafka Ish Belachud, Elagamo Isha, Bechlal, Vishneim Askimim Sheyu Kiddushin Adaita Drabanan, right? As long as they agree. The Ritva is the one that has the Lashon of Almanas. He says, where's the Lashon? Ki'ilu hisna amanashi yirtzu chachamim. That's the language of the Ritva. As if a Tznai is made. The Ramban has one day here, and the Pnei Yeshua also likes this opinion. He says that it works through, not that there's a Tznai, but it's kind of like the threat. The threat of the rabbis uprooting their marriage makes the man deep down think to himself, okay, I'm not really going to be mevatel the get. He doesn't want the Rabbana to uproot his whole marriage and make all of his bios throughout the marriage to be bios znus, as we're going to see Beis Hashem in the Gemara in a minute. So that is why, because of the threat, that's enough to say that deep down, everybody wants to do what the Rabbana want to do, and therefore the threat is enough for him to be gomer umakni, that he'll give the get. That's what the Ramban quotes at least as one day. Gomar v'yov gita me'achshav k'dei shelo yafkir Rabbana kiddushin shelote bilasa bilasnus v'lav l'meimer da'akruha. They didn't really uproot it. It's the threat of uprooting it already is enough for him to rethink. That's the formulation of the Ramban. There is a very radical formulation of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. In the back of the Gemara here, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Yavet says, and there is one day in the Shem Kubetzes that says this, Afke'inu works Mikanu lahaba, not lamafreya. As we have said, lamafreya, lamafreya, mikanu lahaba, lamafreya, that's sugya. Do we really say that the marriage is uprooted? They've never been married for 30 years? If we ever say afke'inu. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it can't be. Can't be. Misvari makes a lot of sense, but the Rishonim don't say it. Misvari, he says, how can you say that? But says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Shita Mekubetzes again has one daya, it's mikanu lahaba. From today, you could view it as if they were never married. But not that they were never married. That's the Shita. The istimitarti, t'chi amrinan afkein l'rabban al-kidushin minei, lav mishas kidushin. Ela hashta mishas maisa. V'chozman shelo nasa amaisa shelo kiblo gepa ones, ki agavna chayeves b'chenek. What, she was an Eishes Ish all these years. Right, chayeves b'chenek. Aval al-kidushin gemurin. Im haya b'em yishim nolan, ena kidushin b'teilin, ki imikana l'haba b'get. De'im lo kein, ein l'cha adam, shechay mishim Eishes Ish. Right, if anybody's ever chayev misa kod Eishes Ish, he'll just tell the husband to be, if his wife was Mazana, she's chayev Eishes Ish, he'll give his wife a gad and then do an ones, and then there'll be afke'inu, and in that way, his wife won't be chayev Eishes Ish. So you can't say that. So that's what the Shita has, that one line. And the Rabbi Yaakov Emden likes it, that it works mikan ulahaba. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Again, obviously there's a lot more in every topic that we touch on, but we're just getting our feet wet. Tenach. Fine, I understand how Afkenu works. Tenish Kiddush Bekaspa. We know how it works by Kiddushe Kesef. Kiddush Bebiya Maika Lameimar. But by Kiddushe Biya, how do the Rabbanan do it? What's the difference? Let's just do the answer. Shavir Rabbanan Lebi'ilaso Bi'ilas Nus. The rabbis gave the status of the Biya to a Bi'as Nus. That's how it works. What? So how does that work with the Shita? So Bi'as Nus, maybe from now on, he'll have to say. Right, not from in the past, but if you would continue living with your wife, or continue trying to marry somebody else. meaning bias nus, and therefore it's considered a, I have to work it out. Okay, so what's the hava meaning here? Why is kedusha kesef any different? What's the difference? So Rashi, in a few places, including here, says, well, kedusha kesef are easier to redefine based on hefker, bezdin, hefker. Bezdin has power over monetary law in Yahadus, over the financial matters, based on a pasuk in Ezra and Yehoshua. They are allowed to take money from you and give it to you, right? So, hefker, bezdin, hefker. So I understand how they could redefine kedusha kesef. But kedusha bia, how do they redefine that? And the answer is, they do. They also have that power. It's a, says the, says Rashi here, they have the power, Xeris HaKasav, that they are able to do that. Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, and he's very upset. Says Rashi, a second day, what's the difference between Kesef and Bia? Shamati Kol Rabosai. Wow. Mefarshim, says Rashi, I think my rabbis say Kedusha Kesef are different. Why? Because Kedusha Kesef are Kedusha Durabanan. Kedusha Kesef are Kedusha Durabanan. And that's why it's easier to get out of, says Rashi. That's wrong. It's not the Rabbanan. Number one, what's the source for Kedusha Kesef? Gzeir Shava. Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Kedushin Dav Beis. Gzeir Shava Zer Dinim Daraisa. That's not the Rabbanan. Number one. Number two, if it's the Rabbanan, how do you give Skila? How do you bring Chulun Lazara? How do you, of course it's Daraisa. So what would they answer? They would say the mechanism is the Rabbanan, even though the result could be Daraisa. Rashi can't, Rashi says, no. If the mechanisms are Rabbanan, you can only achieve a status Rabbanan. So Rashi is very upset at this suggestion, even though it's nice, Kesef, Rabbanan, versus Bia Daraisa, but Rashi here and elsewhere is does not like this suggestion, but well-known Rambam, different Gersos in the first Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, whether the, what is the Rambam Shita, right? The Rambam, according to the Gersa that we have, in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam's Lashon is, Velikuchin Elu, regarding Kedushei Bia, Bitzvas asei shel Torahein. Ubeechad mishlosha dvarim isha niknes. Kesef, ushtar, ubiya. Bebiya ubeshtar min haTorah. Ubekesef mi divrei sofrim. That's the language of the Rambam. Divrei sofrim. What does divrei sofrim mean? So most assume that divrei sofrim also means daraisa. It just means it's not learned out from a mefurish pasuk. But there are those that understand the Rambam as being linked to these rabosav shel Rashi. Right, that is also Durabanan, and that is a source. There are other Gersos, the Kesef Mishnah here quotes other Gersos in the Rambam, Shloshta Min HaTorah, but again, this is a discussion in Kiddushe Kesef versus the other Darkei Kiddushe. Okay, that's Kesef versus the others. Let's continue. So that's all what we've just said over the past 25 lines, version 1 of Rava. Rava holds, Ein Tainus Ones Beget. We don't say Ones is a good claim. What's his source? We try to bring three or four sources. We rejected them and we ended up saying it's a Takana. So now we're going to have the opposite. Iga da Amri, a different version of Rava. Omar Rava, V'chein Le'inyin Gittin. Not like we said on Bezim Abayz. U'le'inyin get Eino Kain. Get is different. Now we're saying no, get is the same. V'chein Le'inyin Gittin. Al Maksava Rava Yesh Ones Begitin. Rava says Ones is a claim by get, and a person can ruin their get by if an Ones occurs. So now all of the potential proofs are now kashas, which we will get out of the same way. But let's see. Meisvei. Man said, this is your get after 12 months if I don't come back. It's not a good get if he dies. Mesu de eino get, it's not a good get if he dies, because ein get la'acher misa. But hachala, if he would just get sick and not be able to come, hareis a get. It would be a get. Right, so what do you see from there? Even though he's sick, it's ba'ones. We don't listen to that ones. It is a good get. Kasha. La'olam eimelecha chalanami eino get. Really, even if he got sick, it also would not be a good get. V'yigufa kamash malan de'en get lachar misa. No, that's the chiddush. The Mishnah doesn't mean to make any diyukim. It's just telling us the halacha of en get lachar misa. Ay, en get lachar misa, hatanalei resha. I already know that from the first case. As we quoted, Dilma Lafuke Midi Raboseinu, maybe it's against Raboseinu, who holds Zman Mochiach, as we had yesterday, so maybe it's just going against that, but again, not to make any diyukim. Next, Tashma, the next part of the Mishnah, Me'achshav, Yim lo basi mikan vashnei masar chodesh, umeis bezok shnei masar chodesh, harei ze get. So the difference is me'achshav. This is your get. I, my lav, hu adin l'chala. Isn't it not only if he died, but even if he got sick, we would say it's a get, and therefore there's no claim of ones. Lo, meis dafka, no, only meis. We would say that he wants the get to still kick in. He doesn't want yibam to have to take place. Interesting to think about these kinds of lines when we just spent 121 days talking about yibam. It's a mitzvah. We try to make it happen if it can. We try, remember the case of an uncle marrying a niece. You got to marry the right niece. So yibam is still on the horizon, if it's possible. But here, you know, a guy doesn't want his wife to have to fall to yibam. Tashma, the last try. Behuda amar lehu im lo esini mikam v'chloshim yom. Levi gita. If they don't come back within 30 days, asa besof, tlosan yomin, upaska mavra, and the bridge was out, and he can't get past. But amar lehu, chazudasoy, I'm here. V'yomar Shmuel lo shmei masya. Shmuel says, we don't listen to him. So you see from there that we don't listen to an ones. Onsa the shriach shiny, onisa the shriach is different. Kivan di boile la snuye, velo asni, ihu da afsada nafshe. It's his own fault. Period. We're talking here about a case of ones, just in life. Reb Elchanan here in the Kovet Shiurim, the beginning of Maseches Ketubos, discusses what about an ones. Ones affects all different halachic matters. How does ones affect mitzvos? How does ones affect averos? Somebody wants to do a mitzvah, and there's an ones. So, does he get the credit or not? Rabbi Yosef Engel, we mentioned in the past, is mechalek. Ben adam lamakom, ben adam lachavero, ben adam lamakom, Hashem can give you the credit. You don't have enough money for a lulav? It's as if you did it. I'll give you the credit. Ki'ilu avad. Right? Biker cholim. Right? The car broke down on the way to the hospital. You never got there. How can I give you the credit? Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to fault you. But you can't say ki'ilu avad if you didn't make the guy feel good. If I didn't end up, mitzvos ben adam l'chaveiro are more result-oriented. So ones cannot be ki'ilu avad. That's one discussion by mitzvos. What about averos? What about averos? What's the source for a person being patur by an avera? So Rashi right here, super stuff gimel, all the way on top. Midaraisa lo avigita, fourth line in Rashi. Shematzinu tainus ones min haTorah. On a daoraisa level, there's a concept called ones. Sheneemar vilanar alosasa dover. Right, the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze. If a woman is nanas, so then she's not chayef. Why? Because she was nanas. It was an ones. That's the source for ones in the Torah. So ask Rabbi Elchanan, ask all the achronim, what is that pasuk teaching me? It at least teaches me that she's putter from a punishment. Is it called a maisa avera? A maisa avera ba'ones. Is that called a maisa avera with a pter onshin? Or is that not even called a maisa avera? There's a question that comes up in various contexts. A katan doing a maisa avera. We mentioned this a couple weeks ago. If a 10-year-old does a maisa avera, is that a maisa avera with a pter onshin? Or is that not even a maisa avera? And you might be mechalik between a case of ones and a case of katan in either direction. But that's Rabbi Elchanan's chakira right here in the beginning of Ksubis. He has that question. And he brings rayas lakan lakan. Meaning, what about the case of, we know the big three, Yehari Valyavar, right? Somebody has to give their life. What happens if somebody violates? Somebody can't stand up to the Anas, and he violates one of the big three. He wasn't supposed to. So the Rambam says it's a Chil Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem, but he's not Chayim Misa, because he was Ones. So the fact that he was Machal Hashem Shemayim sounds like, for the Rambam, it was a Maisa Avera Ones. What do you mean? Maybe it's not called Maisa Avera. Sounds like, no, it is a Maisa Avera with a Pteronshin. So you were still Mechal Hashem Shemayim. But there's a Pteronshin because you are Ones, right? You might have said that, or you might say, Rav Elchanan goes back and says, well, maybe when it comes to the big three, Ones equals Ratzon. By a regular Maisa Avera, but Ones is not even called a Maisa Avera. But the big three, Ones and Ratzon, don't make a difference. Because we see, you still have to give your life even by Ones. So maybe Dafka there, in ones of a maisa avera is called a maisa avera. But otherwise, we would say, if somebody does an avera ba'ones, you know, it's not called, right? This relates to the sugya of hutra dechuya. Let's say on Shabbos, you have to drive to shul, right? You have to drive to the hospital, right? So, what is that called? Is that hutra, is that dechuya? Is that a maisa avera ba'ones, which you're allowed to do, or is that even called a maisa avera? Again, this is a fascinating topic to discuss. In all the related issues. Right? The Rambam talks about what if somebody has a situation where they have to take a medicine that smacks of avodah zarah. So is that considered a ma'isa aveira in the same way? Okay, big discussions. Let's leave it for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. So we finish Rava. So now we get back to the main din, the first Mishnah. Remember the first Mishnah, Besula Nisleis Liom Haravi'i, so she could go to Bezdin the next day. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Lo Shanu Ela Mitakonas Ezra Ve'elach. When do we say that this is true? Once Ezra made the Takana, that Bati Dinim sit on Mondays and Thursdays. But when do we say that Ezra Shein Bati Dinim Kfuin El B'Shein V'Chamishi? So that's where she should get married on Wednesday. Elv Ava Kodem Takanis Ezra. But before Takanis Ezra, Shabbati Dinim Kfuin B'Chol Yom, where Besdin sat on any day of the week, Isha Nisis B'Chol Yom. So she can get married any day, because it's only based on the Takana. Says the Gemara, Kodem Takanis Ezra, Mai Dahava Hava. Who cares? Why do we need to know what was the state of affairs before Takanas Ezra? Right, it happened already. Hachikama, the Gemara said, no, this is the following. Iika bate dinim dekfuena idna kikode Takanas Ezra. Isha nises bechol yom. If nowadays we would go back to the state that it was before Takanas Ezra, so then we would be able to get married on any day. And v'kachave, today, bizman hazeh, bate dinim aren't only open on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore women can get married any day. Tosfos on the bottom, nira l'ri, demi kol makom eneses b'shishi. Right, but not on Friday. Not on Friday, done on Shabbos, which is fascinating because there was an old custom to get married on Friday to save money. Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on Friday, Purim. Right, it's all one big meal, Shabbos, Purim, wedding. Right? They had no money. Right, so they used to get married on Fridays to be able to save the seuda. But either way, that's bizman hazeh. We get married on any day because Besdin is not kavua. Ask the Ritva. Don't we have the principle of davar shebeminyan tzarach minyan acher lahatiro? Once you have a din derabanan and you have a takana, you can't just say, "Oh, the reason doesn't apply anymore," so the din falls off. It's gemara in beitza. No, right. Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din still applies. Says the Ritva. Here must be different. It must be built in. V'ha kamashmalan, says the Ritva, diavagav the davar shebeminyan tzarach minyan acher lahatiro, even though that's normally true, shayni hacha demeikara kishenishnes mishnasenu al das kein nishnes dechiika bateidinim kavuim b'chol yom deleder dina kedemeikara. Even originally, let's say there was a city that had a bezdin every day, so even then you get married every day. Right, it was a built-in part of the takana that you can be mevatel it originally. You have to always ask, when is it built in, when is it not built in? We discussed that also. That's the Ritva. The Chassam Sofer has a different idea. Beautiful. In the Chidushim right here. He says, the din's not mevutal. What was the din? What was the takana? The takana was, get married the day before Besdin sits. That was the takana. So, we do that today. In the days of old, Mondays and Thursdays, so get married before the Besdin sits. Nowadays, Besdin sits every day, so you get married every day. It's a fulfillment of the Takana. It's not a bittul of the Takana. It says the Chassam Sofer, nothing changed. So that answers the Ritva's question as well. Weiter. Bye, Bahabi Inan Shaktu. What do you mean every day? What do you mean about Shaktu? How can you get married on Sunday or Monday? Don't you need a couple of days for the put in for the Suda? The Tarech Layet. He does it beforehand. The Tarech Leh, he's Matriach himself before Shabbos, and in that way he has the Seuda. My Shaktu. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? What about Shaktu? Is Shaktu some type of early concept? Doesn't Shaktu just mean Chazal, you know, were concerned, wanted to make sure that you were took care of the Seuda? It sounds like you're referring to something that's been known for years. So is this in the Mishnayos already? So the Gemara says yes. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us. The Braisa tells us, why does a Besula get married on Yom Harvi? Shim ha'yu lo tainas Besulim, ha'yu mashkim lebezdin. Because if he has tainas Besulim, if he says my wife wasn't a Besula, ha'yu mashkim lebezdin, he would go to Bezdin the following day, right before his anger calms down. And how would he believed? Remember we said from Tosfos yesterday, based on the Gemara later on in Daf Tes, how is he believed? He's only believed in certain cases. Isn't this Svek Sveika? So it must be even for that case, we would make such a takana. So, v'tinasi be'echad b'shabbos, what about Sunday? V'im ha'ilo tainis besulam ha'yamashkim le'bezdin, what about Sunday? As we asked, that's also the day before Bezdin. Shachtu chachamim al takanas b'nos Yisrael. No, Chazal were concerned and focused on the takana of Benos Yisrael, shehe adam torech besuda shloshi yamim. So a person spends 3 days getting all the suda ready. Echad b'shabbes, v'sheni b'shabbes, v'shlishi b'shabbes, u'rvi kotza. Chazal want a big fat suda. Why? As we said, if there's a big fat suda, a person would not be torech b'suda u'mafsida and then lose it the next day and make up a story. So if he has a big wedding, so he's only going to try to get out of the marriage if it's really serious and true.
But here it seems to be saying that there's no concept, oh, he's going to be torech on the week.
Right here it doesn't sound like. So the simplest way of preparing the suda is not having a Shabbos in the middle. Right, you're right, says the Gemara, what about Shachdu? So we'll make him prepare even before Shabbos. But the best, the simplest way is that if it's after Shabbos. But you're right, the Gemara said that there is a way to do it even the week before. Umi sakana ve'elech, and the Brisa continues, from the time of a sakana, na guham lichnos b'shlishi. What type of sakana? The Gemara is going to talk about each line of this Brisa. Let's just read the Brisa. From post-sakana, the minag ha'olam was to get married on Tuesdays. V'lo michu b'yadam chachamim, the chachamim weren't upset about that. They realized that that's what needed to be done. U'b'sheni lo yichnos, but don't go all the way back to Monday. Again, in the times when Beis Din sat on Mondays and Thursdays. U'b'sheni lo yichnos v'machmas ha'ones mutter. But if there's an ones, then it's mutter even on Mondays. And the Brisa finishes up. Umafrishin es achasan min akala lele Shabbos tchila. We do not allow the chasan the kala to have beer rishona on Shabbos. Mipnei shuosa chabura. Right, that would not be allowed, which again is a major topic, which Beis Hashem will talk about in the coming days. Fine. So now let's talk about the Brisa, the first part of the Brisa. Brisa says get married on Wednesdays, on Yom Revi. And then it says, Mishum sakana, you could push it up. So, what sakana are we talking about? My sakana. Ilema da amri. Besulan nis hanises liom haravi. Tehareg. If there was a sakana that, what, they made a rule that anybody gets married on Wednesday will be killed? So, nohagu. So, what does it say? Oh, the minag was to then do it on Tuesday? Legamre neakre. What do you mean the minag was? Then it's sakana's the fashus. Be oker the takana totally. What are you talking about? Nohagu. So the Amar Rabba, no, this was the sakana. Da Amri Psula Hanisles Bioma Revi Tiboya Lahegmon Tchila. They made a terrible rule that whoever got married has to have beer with the hegmon, with the governmental official first. And therefore, he knew Jews get married on Wednesdays, so he always used to come on Wednesdays to check out who's getting married. And the assumption of the Gemara is that if he came too late, too late. He wants the Psula. Right, therefore, if you get married on Tuesday, you move it up a day, then he'll come a day late, and he wouldn't be with the woman. So tibal lehegmon tchila, says the Gemara, hai sakana onesu. Why is that called a sakana? That should be called an ones. It's out of their control. So the Gemara says, mishum diika tsnuos de masr nafshayu liktala vaas yilide sakana, because there were tsnuos women. Right, who what? Second time we have this lashon of tsnuos. Right, tsnuos women who did not want to give their lives, who did not want to be nivellus to this hegmon, and they would rather die. They would rather die than to be with this hegmon, and that's why the Gemara calls it sakana. Why is it called it sakana? Because it led to sakana. Then we have the crucial line. Velidrosh lehu da'ona shari. What do you mean they give their lives? Tell them it's mutter. Tell them it's mutter. Tell them what's mutter. Velidrosh lehu da'ona shari. Mutter? Ask all the Rishonim, Gili Arayas, what are you talking about? It's not mutter. Velidrashlu d'onashari. What does it mean, mutter? So, 4 or 5 different suggestions of the Rishonim. Maybe the most simple suggestion is Rashi. Rashi says, it doesn't mean it's mutter to do. It just means, if they are with this hegmon, they're not asuros labayla. That's what, velidrashlu d'onashari. Nothing's mutter here. Even though it sounds that way, shari sounds like mutter. But Rashi says, what it means, it doesn't mean the act is mutter. Rashi says, de nevelas ba'ones, eina naseras al baila. That's Rashi Shita, right? De nevelas ba'ones. And that fits in to the next, let's just keep reading the next line according to Rashi. Says the Gemara, ika prutzos vikanami kohanos. No, there's prutzos that would do it b'mezid. and therefore they would be asuras labayla. And he also koanos. We know an ashes kohen. Ashes kohen is asur to her husband, even if it's if it is in the case of ones. Period. Let's stop there for a minute. The other rishonim though give other suggestions. We mentioned this twice in Yevamos. Right here, Tosas for Lidrosh Lahu quotes Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Wow, big chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says in the third line. Well, look at the question. V'im Tomar. V'yamrina b'perek Zorimo Averos Yarav Val Yaharei Chutz Me'avodes Kochavim Gilei Rai Shvichas Tamim. It's one of the big three. What's the Gemara talking about? Say it's Mutter. Rabbeinu Tam says Bias Akum is not Gilei Arayis. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Bia with a non-Jew, a Be'ilas Mitzri is not Gilei Arayis. Derachmana Afkere Lazare, the Zirma Susam Zirmasam, and then he even quotes, Tosas quotes a story of Rabbeinu Tam, Abbas Yisrael, Shehimira, Abbas Yisrael, that went off the Derech, Ubal, and she was with a guy, and after they did tshuva, so Rabbeinu Tam allowed them to stay together, allowed them to get married. It sounds to stay together, Asur Labal, Asur Laboel, right? So, Rabbeinu Tam allowed it, because he said there is no problem. All the other Rishonim, the Rivam, right here says, what are you talking about? Bias Akum is Neseres al Baila. And he quotes many Rayas. So, that's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Other Rishonim have other ideas. The Ramban, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says, no, the answer is Hanas Atzman. It's only Gilei Arayis if the Anas is doing it to show that Judaism is wrong, Shas Hashmad, etc. What if they're just doing it for Taiva? So then, that's not Gilei Arayis by a woman. They're just doing it for Taiva. It's, right, Esther Karka Olam, and therefore, that's why it wouldn't be Usser in this case. Rabbeinu Kreskes, again, one of the Rishonim Aksubis, has another shot. He says, well, it's only Yaharig Val Yavar. You only have to give your life if by giving your life, the Avera wouldn't be committed. Here, what are they going to do? They're going to live with her anyway. It's going to happen anyway. How does she, right? They're going to hold her down, right? So it's going to happen. So what's the Yahari Val Yavar? Yahari Val Yavar is only kill Reuven or I'm going to kill you. So we have to be killed instead of killing Reuven. The Avera is not going to be done if I stand up. But here, the Avera is going to happen anyway. So that's what it means. There's no Yahari Val Yavar if the Avera is going to happen anyway. A couple of suggestions, the Gemara that the Rishonim have. Okay, let's continue though. So the Gemara says, nah, right in the middle, Vili Akre. Vili Akre, meaning if there's this terrible decree of Tibola Hegmon Tchila, and we say, push it up a day, why don't you just uproot the whole Takana? Say, get married whenever you want. Oh, push it up one day. So the Gemara says no. Gezeira Avida de Batzla. The decree is temporary. There'll come a time when the decree won't apply anymore. V'takanta de Rabbanan, mikam gezeira lo akrinan. And a Takana de Rabbanan, you don't have to uproot totally. Just say it's temporarily not in practice, but it will come back in practice after the gzeira passes. Period. Ihachi b'shlishinam yasi yubal. What do you mean? So why do we say that? Oh, Tuesday, so it'll come on Tuesdays. Once all the Jewish women start getting married on Tuesdays, so won't he come on Tuesdays then? No, misveka lo'akar nafshe. If he knows there's a law that Jews get married on Wednesdays, he'll come on Wednesdays. He's not going to come Mishum Suffolk. Oh, maybe there'll be some Jewish women get married on Tuesdays. He's not that needy for this. So that's why he's not going to come, and that's why Tuesday was enough. Fine. Next line of the Braisa. Ubisheni lo yechnos, don't move it to Monday. V'imach was onis mutter. Don't move it to Monday unless there's an onis. So my onis. So what onis are we talking about here in the Braisa? Ilema. Hada Amron, are we talking about the ones of the hegemon? That can't be. Hasam karile sakana v'hacha kakarile ones. So why is it called two different things? First the Braisa calls it an sakana, then the Braisa calls it an ones. Visu and also hasam nohagu hacha mutter. First it said nohagu to do it on Monday, and then it says if it's an ones, mutter. So different lashonos. So Amar Rava da Amri sart sava balair. No, it's a totally different case. The onus is that they say the Sar Tzava is coming to the city, and they're going to take all the wedding festive food. Right, Rashi? V'yachtavu tzarchei suda, me'asher yimso. Right, an attacking army is coming. So, hey chidami, what's the case? Ida asi v'chalif, if that the army is coming and then they're going to leave. La'akev, so just wait till next Wednesday. So what's the, what do you mean you have to do it any time? Lo tzricha da'asi v'kava, they're coming and they're going to stay for a while. Begimel mi alechnos. So why don't you do it then on Tuesday, if the Tzar Tzva is only coming on Wednesday? Is Parva Diday Bagimel Kasu. His armies, his people are coming even beforehand, right? Even before the main general comes, and therefore, that's why you're allowed to do the wedding earlier, because you don't want to lose all of the Seuda elements. Period. So that's Onis pshat number one, the Tsar Tzva is coming. Onis pshat number two is gonna come, that's gonna be about Avelus, that's gonna get us into the next Sugya, so we'll stop here by Bibai Zema, and, we will, continue. Maybe just one other Chashuge Chemed for the day that has on, again, there's a ton on, obviously on everything. He talks about Velidra Shlu to Onis Shari. Tell them it's Mutter. Here's a fascinating question. Not exactly related, but Kedarka Bakodesh. Sheila, is it appropriate not to throw candies at a chasan because there will be people in the crowd that aren't aware or care about the halacha of eating before Kiddush, and it's lifnei iver by throwing candies and the like to, you know, that people are going to pick up and they're going to end up eating it before Kiddush? So he says that's not your responsibility. Ein chiyuv lihimana. It's for a siman. If you want to not do it for other reasons, fine. But if once you do it for the simana tava, that's based on the earlier sources about grain and puravu, so he says, I don't have to worry about it. Number one, it's not lifnei iver, it's their own choice. Number two, just like here, velochai, what does that have to do with this? Velochai shinan lelifnei iver shel hahegmon haover agili arayas. And then he quotes, remember, there's a Ravid that says there's only an Isra eating before Kiddush on Friday night and not Shabbos day. You have things to rely on, but he says you don't have to be worried about lifnei iver in that case. Okay, we'll stop here.